At 7 minutes past 10, welcome everybody. Announcement of visitors is nil. Disclaimer notice is nil. Council information notes are in the front of the agenda. Public question time 4.1, responses to public questions taken on notice. Nil from memory. Public question time nil in the gallery. 5, announcements from the presiding member. Couple of things after the meeting, but I would like to acknowledge and those, may they still rest in peace, that it's the Battle of Long Tan, 1966, and the Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Day today. So, yeah, we're all here because of all the hard work that those guys did. 5, announcements from the presiding member, which is me, and I've just gone through that. 6, record of attendance. Apologies, leave of absence. 6.1, attendance. 6.2, apologies, which we have one apology. Councillor Cottrell, who is ill, so hope she gets better soon. Applications for leave of absence, which is 6.3, nil. 6.4, approved leave of absence, which is nil. 7, declaration of interest, 7.1, 2 and 3. Financial proximity and impartiality interest, anybody? It's nil, thank you. 8, confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Draft motion that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 21st of July 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. We have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Taylor, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Norrie, thank you. All those in favour, just yell out, Fifi, thanks.
Yep.
Thank you, that's everybody. 9, presentations, 1, 2, 3 and 4. Petitions, presentations, deputations and delegates' reports. Taking that as all nil. 10, reports, 10.1, reports of the Audit and Risk Improvement Committee. Nil. 10.2, Chief Executive Officer's reports. 10.2A, proposed road user agreement, Wanganoo and Darlow Road. And I believe Manager of Works and Services, Tim Bell, is going to talk to this. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Mr. President. Emerald Resources are starting to build their plant up at Dingo Range. And the road user agreement will ensure that they maintain the road up to the standard of the Shire roads. We'll also in kind assist with that at times, but this is so that they have the access to the road and keep it maintained to a satisfactory standard for Wanganoo and Darlow roads. Darlow roads also has another RUA with Vault Resources. So in conjunction with the two, we'll be able to make sure the roads are safer for the community.
Okay, thank you. So just quickly on there, that agenda, that the agreement's drawn up for the purpose of equipment being transferred to site for the building of plant, mill and et cetera, et cetera, and not for the movement of materials from site being going to another location for production, correct?
That's correct. It's not for gold bearing ore or iron ore or anything like that. It's just for the movement of materials to build their plant and mill.
Thank you. Ty, anything you want to add?
No, just for the chair. So the agreement itself is confidential, so it's not included within this. You should have a separate copy of that.
Yep.
No, that's.
Thank you. Councillors, questions? Okay, thanks, Tim. Recommendation there that Council A approve the road user agreement for Emerald Resources and B authorise the CEO to sign the road user agreement. Got a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Nardone, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Norrie, thank you. Apologies. Those in favour? Fifi?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's everyone. The purpose of the meeting, we've got Councillor Harris, who is online today. Okay, 10.2B, which is change of meeting date, September 2026. Manager of Business Services, Kiara Lord.
So this is just in relation to the WOGA annual general meeting and the local government week occurring over the week that we usually have our standard ordinary council meeting. So this is a request to adjust the date from the thank you, 17th of September through to the following week, the 22nd of September instead, just to allow for all councillors to be able to be present, including the CEO.
Thank you. Any questions, councillors?
Sorry, when was that for? I didn't quite hear it.
Okay, so it's moved, put back 1 week to Tuesday, the 22nd of September, due to the WOGA conference being held the previous week, which is generally our general meeting.
Yeah, no, all good.
Thank you. Sorry.
Through the chair, apologies, councillors. The current date is the 15th, not the 17th, if I was incorrect, and moving to the 22nd.
Yeah, so yeah, recommendation's correct. Any further questions? Thank you. Recommendation that council change the date of September 2026 ordinary meeting of council from Tuesday the 15th of September 26 to Tuesday the 22nd of September 26. Change the date for the September 26 Audit Risk and Improvement Committee from the 15th of September 26 to Tuesday 22nd of September 26. Confirms no change to the commencement time or venue for both meetings, authorise the CEO to publish and amend meeting details on the Shire's official website and provide any additional public notice considered appropriate. Have a move, please. Councillor Speaker Sanders, apologies. Seconder, Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour?
Yep.
Fifi, thank you. Yes, thank you. That's everyone. Okay, next one is 10.2C, which is the proposed Commonwealth Disaster Recovery Funding Framework Reforms. CEO Ty Matson.
Thank you, Mr. President. So the current arrangements at the moment in Australia, if a disaster occurs, is generally funded by the Commonwealth Government. Arrangements with the state government. So in Western Australia, it's called Dr. Fawa, or Disaster Resilience Funding Arrangements Western Australia. That's only been around in its current guise for the last 5 or 6 years, and before that it was Wanderer. So what will happen is that an incident or an event will occur. Currently at this stage, it's $250,000, and if we had $250,000 damage towards our assets, whether it be our roads or other infrastructure, and if it was a multi-agency response, then DFIS can declare an event, and therefore the Shire can go and seek funding through that process. So by way of example, in January 2024, we had significant damage to our road network, and we are still currently seeking funding through that process for repairs to our roads, and at this stage it's around $4 to $5 million worth. It's long been held with the funding arrangements that there's issues with it, not just over in regards to consistency of evidence requirements, but also the inability to improve on assets that you've had before. So you've had a road that keeps getting washed away. Up until now, you haven't been able to improve that asset to make sure it doesn't get washed away next time. So there is some benefits in regards to the current proposed changes or amendments that the Commonwealth are looking at the moment. So they're saying that you can spend up to an extra 15% improving or hardening that particular asset to prevent damage next time around. And that's going to be made up 7.5% by the state, 7.5% by the feds. I think that is an improvement, but it needs to go further. Probably the biggest issues that we've got in regards to the evidence requirements and ensuring there's consistent standards from evidence requirements The proposal to put the threshold, activation threshold, from $250,000 up to $2.7 million is a significant issue. It means that we couldn't ask for an event to be declared until it hit that $2.7 million threshold, which is significantly high for smaller regional local governments such as ours, and particularly the geographical area that we cover means that there could well be a disaster that only impacts on the Shireland and not other areas as well. So from the administration's point of view, it doesn't adequately address regional or remote Western Australia and some of the events and issues that we have. The report is significant length. I have drafted up a position statement for council's consideration and seeking council's endorsement for that position statement to be sent through as part of the submission, the current inquiry into the Dr. Farwell arrangements. Happy to go through individual points. It is quite lengthy and detailed area.
Yeah. Okay. Questions, councillors? Yeah, I'm sure where it's going to end up. You know, at the end of the day, I think we're getting pushed more and more further back and getting less and less funding. But there's probably other reasons behind that as well. Time will only tell. Okay, any questions, councillors? Councillor Harris online, any questions?
No, all good, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so the recommendation there, councillors, for 10.2C, is that council A notes the Australian government's proposed disaster recovery frame network reforms, B endorses a Shire Leonora position statement on a proposed disaster recovery funding framework as attached, authorise the chief executive officer to provide council's position to relevant state and Commonwealth stakeholders and continue to advocacy on this matter, on the matter. A mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Nodone, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Taylor, thank you. Those in favour? Fifi?
Yes.
Thank you. That's everyone.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, next agenda on the item is 10.2D, which is the proposed inclusion of Lot 74 into Sturt Meadows Pastoral Lease, November 050635. Kiara, are you speaking to this? Manager of Business Services.
Thank you. So this is relating to a small lease that's been historically extended for 5 years at a time, relating to a grazing lease alongside the current existing Sturt Meadows lease. What's happened, there's been a native title determination, and the department has come to the Shire asking if we would like to be okay with amalgamating the Sturt Meadows lease in the grazing lease into the Sturt Meadows lease. This would extend the period of the lease to the lifetime of the Sturt Meadows lease as well, instead of just being a 5 year holdover. The final date would then be the 20th of January 2056 for the expiry, but it would bring it into the overarching pastoral lease as opposed to being a separate entity, considering it's for the same purpose.
Okay. Todd, do you want to add anything into that?
Not really. For us, as Managed Business Services said, it's purely administrative, but I don't think there's any material effect to council or to our community. It's just really rolling that those extra leases into the one lease.
Thank you. Questions, councillors? Okay, if there are no further questions, recommendation that council authorises the chief executive officer to provide council response that It has no objection to the proposed inclusion of lot 74 on deposited plan 28496, Lima Romeo 3089-348, into Sturt Meadows pastoral lease November 050635 under section 87 of the Land Administration Act 1997 with the incorporated land to align with the pastoral lease term expiring the 20th of January 2056. Okay, mover, please, Councillor Norrie, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Spring-DeSantis, thank you. Those in favour? Councillor Harris?
Yes.
Thank you, that's everyone. Thank you. Okay, moving right along to 10.3, which is Manager of Business Services, 10.3A, which is changing method of valuation of land, which is, Chiara, are you speaking to this?
Yep.
Okay, it's Leinster M37/1309, which is located at Dingo Range Project.
Yep, so it's the Dingo Range Project. It's about 33 kilometres northeast of Leinster. So it's Emerald Resources WA Pride Limited, and it's the Dingo Range Project. They have a 244-person mining village there, and as their infrastructure is reflecting the increase to their works, we are looking into adjusting the valuation of that land from UV, which is unimproved valuation, to GRV. This will provide an increase in rates revenue and reflect spot rating that we've done in the past for similar sites. This item itself is to initiate the process, which will include engagement with the company about the adjusting valuation method, as well as proposal towards to the minister that it gets valued as GRV instead of UV.
Okay, can I just adjourn the meeting for 5 minutes, and we'll come back at. Yeah. Okay. So I just have a mover. Yep. Councillor Spring-DeSantis and seconder Councillor Norrie. All in favour? Thank you. Councillor Harris.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. We've convened the meeting at 10:29. Sorry, Chiara. Yep. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, sorry, just in the background, so I did say 33 kilometres northeast of Leinster. That's the incorrect distance, but it is still the tenement M37-1309.
Okay, thank you. Councillors, any questions in regards to that agenda item, which is changing the method of valuation of land? Okay, nothing to add. Okay, the recommendation is there that Council commence the formalities for changing the method of valuation for the accommodation, village and associated infrastructure located on the following tenement, which is M37-1309, Emerald Resources WA Proprietary Limited, Dingo Range Gold Mine. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Norrie, thank you. Seconder? Councillor Spring-DeSantis.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, those in favour? That's everyone. Councillor Harris?
Yes.
Thank you, that's everyone. That's Chiara. Next one, which is 10.3B, which is the monthly financial statement, June, noting that's June 2026.
Yep.
Manager of Business Services, Chiara. Thank you.
The only note for this one is that this will be the end of financial year statement, but yep. It will be slightly adjusted from different to the annual financial statements that we'll get towards the end of the year, yep. Just as we finalise our end of year adjustments and process through our annual financials as we normally do.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Questions, councillors? Okay, there being no questions in regards to the monthly financial statements June 2026, recommendation that council accepts the monthly financial statements for the month end 30th of June 2026, consisting of A, B and C, being confirmation report, statement of financial activity and material variances 30 June 2026. Have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Seconder? Councillor Nardone, thank you. Those in favour? Councillor Harris?
Yep, yes.
Thank you, that's everyone. Okay, moving right along to 10.3C, which is accounts for payment July 2026. Manager of Business Services, Kiara Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. This does include our insurance payments for the financial year going forward, as well as some of our quarterly payments, which is why the batch payment amounts are quite high, but still on in line with our anticipated expenditure. I have made an error on the background, where the amount total, the total amount is last month's amount, not this month's amount. So there's, it currently says delegate authority totaling 1.4 million. It's a fair bit higher than that because our batch payments themselves are 2.5. But that figure is just a reference amount. The figures within the 1, 2, 3, and 4 items are the correct amounts. So that's the $18,916.13 for the credit cards, the $98,887.68 for the direct bank transactions,
yep,
and the $2,590,694.94 for the batch payments,
yep,
and the $321,956.67 on the payroll payments, which is what the decision is based on.
All correct. Okay, thank you. Councillors, questions in regards to council payment? Just a quick one. Have we, as a, I've asked this question, the rate notices gone out?
Today.
Today.
So they went out yesterday, so to the post office. Obviously there's quite a lot of them. But yeah, they should be in people's mailboxes today, sorry.
So everyone listening to this meeting today will be going, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yes, they've gone out today.
Good job. Okay, questions, councillors, in regards to council payment?
Sorry, Mr. President.
Sorry, yep.
The villas payment came out as well, so we finalised, yeah, that capital purchase as well.
Thank you. All right, move right along. Councillor Norrie, yes, there's always one right at the death knell.
So, Chelsea claims the airport now. It's not the Shire, not part of the Shire brief.
Through the chair, Mr. President, Deputy Shire President, that's correct. We had a number of complaints in regards to frequency during heavy days. It needs to be cleaned multiple times a day, so it worked out easier, more efficient if we directly engage Chelsea's team or Leonora Airside Services to undertake that work.
Thank you. Any further questions, councillors? Okay, the recommendation there of the council for payment July 2026, council accepts the accounts for payment as detailed. 5, credit card transactions July 2026 totaling $18,916.13, direct bank transactions totaling $98,887.68, batch payments totaling $2,590,694.94, and payroll payments from pay period end of the 5th to the 7th to the 19th of the 7th, totalling $321,956.67. Have a mover and a seconder, please, for the accounts for payment. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Councillor Sprigg de Santos, thank you. Those in favour? Councillor Harris?
Yes.
That's everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Kiara. 10.4, Manager of Community Services. Neil, busy month. 10.5, Environmental Health Officers Report. 10.6, Elected Members Reports. Neil, 11, motions of which previous notices have been given. Neil, 12, questions from members without notice. Neil, 13, new business of urgent nature introduced at the decision of the meeting. 13.1, elected members. Neil, 13.2, officers. Neil, 14, meeting closed to the public. 14.1, matters of which the meeting may be closed. 14.2, public reading of resolutions that may be made to the public, which is nil-nil. And 15, State Council meeting, okay, State Council agenda, which is nil. Next meeting will be on the 22nd of September. Is that the right date? Council Chambers, Leonora. 17, close of meeting at 10:39. Thank you.